Good morning. It's good being with you again this morning. The gift of salvation is beyond description. The English language is insufficient to adequately describe it in its wonder. Consider the singular aspect of what salvation did in regards to our sins. Because they were cleansed in the blood of Christ, all of our sins, past, present, and future, are all forgiven, never to be brought up again. We will never again answer for those sins because Jesus paid for them on the cross. It's hard to fathom how we could ever take such a gift for granted. Having received forgiveness and a home in heaven should motivate us to live for Christ with an unmatched zeal, never looking back. However, the reality is we often forget, or at least undervalue, the precious gift we were given. Instead of recognizing that the only good in any of us is that which is the Lord Jesus, we often conclude that we are not really that bad. In fact, we're pretty good. It takes some humbling from the Lord to remind us who we actually are. Our propensity to think of ourselves as pretty good is the main reason we're not more motivated to win the lost. We tend to figure that we somehow deserve to get saved. And now that we are, anyone else getting saved had better deserve it as well. As we look around, we often judge a person's worthiness. Someone kind to you at a checkout line at the store certainly warrants salvation, so we hand them a tract. A person that gets angry at you for driving too slow could not be a heavenly candidate, so your mind relegates them to the unworthy category. We probably wouldn't admit it, but we far too often make judgment calls about most people. Only if we think they'd be somebody we wouldn't mind spending eternity with do we make any effort to give them the gospel. God forbid that they're vulgar. Strike them off the list. No tracks for them. It's a good thing the Lord Jesus sees people differently than we do. He sees beyond our sinful shell and peers into our heart. There, he can see what could be if only that individual would give their heart to Christ. The harsh, worldly outside, at which we take offense and determine is not salvation material, is often the very person that God knows would transform into a beautiful child of God, if only someone cared enough to share with them the love of Christ. When Paul wrote to Timothy, he expressed a convicting thought about our Lord and Savior. He wrote in 1 Timothy 2, 3 and 4, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come under the knowledge of the truth." Paul said that the Lord Jesus wants all men to be saved. Those that we have determined are not salvation material are the very ones the Lord wants to be saved. We see their harsh exterior. He sees their glorious potential in Him. We see them and get put off. He sees them and longs for them to put Him on. You and I need to ask the Lord to be able to see people the way that He does. Through His eyes, we will begin to stop getting offended and start showing love. It's amazing how many times a gruff exterior is an attempt to hide a broken heart, one longing for Christ's love. Let's begin to love people like Christ. God love you today. I love you.